And we're already pretty partial to this Friday kind of thing, but a happy one to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate
it. It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's ready. Same girl, same.
It's Friday. And it is the 17th day of the fourth month of 2020, 6-107, and 2:58 left on the calendar. We are rapidly approaching, well, our next quote-unquote holiday would be Earth Day.
Oh.
5 days away. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and, I mean, they've had Earth Day stuff up at Walmart for like a month anyway, so.
Well, I mean, and with Artemis, too, Earth Day is, you know, it's kind of losing some of its luster.
When do we get Moon Day?
I don't know.
18 days until, well, depending on how much you drink, it could be Cinco de Mayo, Moon Day. 23 until Mother's Day.
Your mom.
And 38 until Memorial Day weekend. Today, otherwise known as festively National Cheese Ball Day.
Okay. Don't be a cheese ball.
Not the cheesy poof, I guess. Oh. But the cheese ball, like, has nuts on it and stuff like that. And you... spreadable.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a...
I can eat one of those by myself.
Right.
Hey, so, there, brother.
Does it have the pork wine cheese in it?
Oh, yeah.
Just stick it on out there? Yeah, you need to. You don't need to wait for dinner on Christmas.
To me, that's art. All due respect to our artists out here at the Main Street Arts Festival. It's National Crawfish Day. That's a big one. Kickball Day.
Okay.
Do they even play that anymore? Slightly dangerous. You could get hurt.
They're having a kickball tournament at my church.
There you go.
By the way, one of our pastors competed with your beautiful bride in pageants back in the day.
Is that right?
Beauty queens, kickball, Jesus. And we've got it all in one convenient package.
And then she went into the clergy.
She needed to save her soul.
Hug a Cactus Day.
I don't know that I'd do that.
And Ford Mustang Day. And that is because on this date in 1964, Ford placed the Mustang on sale for a cool $2,368.
Thank you, Lee Iacocca.
There you go.
I appreciate you. I've had two Mustangs.
On this date in 1970, they got back. Apollo 13.
Oh.
Landed safely.
Welcome home.
Breaking news. On this date, two things happened in 1973. Federal Express, FedEx, delivered its first ever package. And then 1973, George Lucas started writing Star Wars.
That kid's going places.
It worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out. 1996, Lyle and Eric Menendez were sentenced to life in prison without parole.
I wonder what's going to happen with that. There's a lot of layers.
I think it got shut down last year. Ugh. That's it. 2011, Game of Thrones premiered on HBO.
Ooh, dragons.
Golly, it was that long ago? 2011?
I know. It's 15.
And then tomorrow in horse news, Paul Revere begins his famous ride on this date tomorrow in 1775. Letting everybody know that the Redcoats were coming.
I'm going to warn you. See, he was calling the manager long before there was a phone.
Yeah, he had to do it the old-fashioned
way.
See,
Paul?
And with gas prices? And then on this date tomorrow in 1934, the first ever laundromat opened up right here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Woo!
About a block and a half away from where we're at right now.
And now, we just drop it off to you.
That's
all of
true.
Your laundry needs. Fluff, fold, husbandry.
I do a fair amount of everybody's laundry at the house. Nobody's helping.
You're winning at life.
Nobody's helping. Happy weekend of birthdays to the following. Actress Rooney Mara is 41. Victoria Beckham, posh, is 52.
Oh, yeah. She's in a big fight with her son. It's family drama. It's all over the tabloids.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Jennifer Garner is 54. She wants to know what Capital One can do for you.
Yeah, that was Ben Affleck's.
That's pretty much it.
First ex-wife. Well, just, different Jennifer.
Sounds like she just needs to give him a Capital One card and push him on his way.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that's Ben's biggest
birthday.
Issue.
Get out of here, Ben. Boomer Esiason, 65.
Sports.
Game of Thrones, Sean Bean is 67. And then tomorrow we got American Ferrara. She's 42. Kourtney Kardashian is 47.
From the Car Jenner Industrial Complex.
Melissa Joan Hart's 50. The greatness of Conan O'Brien, 63 tomorrow. Woo! Eric McCormick, 63, Will and Grace. Jeff Dunham, 64. Eric Roberts, 70.
Brother of Julia. I don't think they speak.
I think they're able to speak.
I think they can speak. I don't think they speak to one another.
They don't like each other. That's unfortunate. Rick Moranis is 73, which he made an appearance yesterday out there at CinemaCon because he's unretiring for the new Spaceballs sequel, which is appropriately called Spaceballs, the next one.
Oh. Was he in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
James Woods is 79, and tomorrow, no, Sunday, you got the Rizzler. Not familiar who with that.
I don't know who that is.
But they're 10.
Is that an Instagrammer?
That sounds like an influencer.
He needs a podcast.
That or early Batman villain, the Rizzler.
Uh-huh.
Hayden Christensen, formerly a Star Warsian, 45. Kate Hudson's 47. Joanna Gaines, 48.
Very good taste.
It's going to be a big weekend at the silos there.
Mm-hmm.
And then two guys that have fallen from, I don't know if they were ever in great, James Franco, 48, and Jesse James, 57.
Oh, boy.
Ashley Judd's 58, and Suge Knight's shooting up a cake somewhere.
Happy birthday!
71.
There's a lot of birthdays.
Well, 9 months ago, something must have been boring. Yeah.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.